listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Crockett on the one and only LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Are you ready for the high vibes? Because if you tuned in, you can't go lower than like 750 megahertz or something. I don't even know. I'm feeling the vibes, feeling the vibes. Thank you so very much. How you guys doing today? As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Boy, oh boy, do we got a show for you today. Thank you, the one and only Shea Prince Eternal. How you doing, sister?
Hey, I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much, Dave, for having me on the show. I'm
yes.
Very happy to be here. I am doing amazing.
What a blessing and what a pleasure. I could not ask for a higher vibing individual in the studio. And we have the pleasure of having Brother Gino. How are you doing, my man?
I'm absolutely doing great. Thank you for inviting me down to the show, because this is one of those things where, you know, you come here, you get the vibe, walking straight in the studio.
Oh, man.
You look out the window. Now your vibe is on 10. When it was on, now it's on 10.
Oh.
We're doing real good right now. Thank you, David.
I love it, man. I love it. So just so everybody knows, if you've tuned in a few weeks ago, Shea Prince Eternal is our official Abraham teacher, right? Esther Hicks, Abraham, we're talking about high vibrations, deliberate creation. You are infinite source energy, and whether you like it or not, you don't need to believe in it, but we love you, and
absolutely.
That's all it comes
absolutely.
Down to. The
yes.
reason why we also have Gino in the studio with us today is because Gino is an extremely influential individual. You can check him out, helping100people.org. That's 100100, don't spell it out. Helping100people.org. Gino, what he does, well, you know what? I know what he does. I'm going to let Gino explain to the listeners just the type of influence that you give our community.
Absolutely. Real quick, I just want to take a moment to say, thank you to the people in the community that have supported us thus far. Our organization is based on homeless prevention. We like to make sure that when people are out, you know, there's like 70,000 evictions filed every year. We're trying to curb that, that number as much as we can by creating an environment where people can come in and volunteer. And if they raise a little money, we match their efforts dollar for dollar and give that money directly to their property management company. Yes. So they don't have to sweat it anymore. You know, so parents with kids and they're suffering, and that's basically what we do. We got a lot of stuff going on, different programs here and there on our website, just www.helping100people.org. Thank you, Dave, for that that moment of pleasure.
Yes, of course, man.
That was a moment of pleasure.
The first of many, brother. The first of many. Well, the reason why we thought that it would be appropriate to have Gino in with Shia and myself is because it's all about, well, obviously it's all about helping the community, raising the vibration, but Gino is a living example, a living proof of somebody that is taking teachings of a high vibration. We're not saying you have to believe and you need to change your beliefs. We're just saying it's about raising the happiness through one way or another, and this is a way that works for us. The reason why we thought it would be appropriate to have Gino in the studio with Shia and I today is because he is a living example of somebody that is taking a high vibration and making a phenomenal impact in the community. And that's why we host the show.
Thank you.
That's why I host the Vibration Station.
Absolutely. And we can't appreciate you any. You're just you're one of a kind. High vibration. This is where it's at. This is where people
That's
need
right.
to go. I would, you know, I'm going to be spreading the word about you from this point
thank you,
forward.
Man. I love
thank
it, man.
I'm glad you're here.
I love it, man.
I'm glad I live long enough to have you come along in this generation.
Oh, man. You're making me blush. You know, well, I feel blessed to have you guys in the studio and that we could all share this moment together.
Great.
We got something real special. Shia, it is always a pleasure to have you in the studio with us. Your knowledge, your vibration. Listeners, when you just like the moment you get in Shia's presence along with Gino, you guys just like it is a high vibe. Shia has these beautiful, like, just this beautiful glow. I mean, we all do, but she is like, she's this vibration that is inspiring to many, inspiring to all. And I'm trying to give you not onomatopoeia, that's like move and I'm trying to give you some visualization of this
right.
woman's energy, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. It's off the chain.
Wow, we actually got a caller on the air real quick. We're gonna take this. Before we, you're live on the air, Dave's Vibration Station. Who are we talking to?
Hello?
Hey, you're live on the air, Dave's Good Vibration Station. You're with Shia, Prince Eternal, and Brother Gino. Who are we talking to?
Well, my name's Joe, and we were actually trying to reach Guy Tao. I think we've got the wrong number because we're on a live show.
This is the Dave's Good Vibration Station. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. You might be on channel 2, brother. But yeah, this is...
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Unconditional love and appreciation to you, my man. And it was meant that you called and that we shared this moment. Love you, brother.
You have a wonderful day, my brother. Talk to you later.
Thank you, man. You know what?
All right, bye.
Even in situations like that, there is no such thing as an accident. He called
not
in
at all.
For a reason.
Yes, he did.
He felt something.
He felt something.
He felt the vibe.
He did.
And what did you do? You gave him love. You gave him love.
And you made sure he took it back with him.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We got.
Exactly.
Let's see. We got another caller. We're going to see if it's the... Is this for the vibration station? Who are we speaking to? Sounds like we're on an airplane. We're going to Hawaii.
Oh, yes. Wonderful place to go.
Oh, man. All right. So let's get down to business. Shia, you got some messages to spread, some high vibrations, some consciousness to raise. What we're talking about today, what we're going to have Shia just really break down for us is we talked about happiness, you know, just stay happy, it'll come, don't make it conditional. We're going to move a little bit outside of the happy, happy, joy, joy, even though that's what it's all about. We're going to kind of move into results now. We're going to move into, now I feel happy, I've learned how to be happy, I've learned how to be happy regardless of my situation, but Shia is going to break it down for us on how we allow those manifestations to fully come from the vortex into our swirling grid of physical reality.
Absolutely. Hello, everybody out there. I just want to say thank you again to all of you that are in tune with us today. I want to say thank you to Dave. I want to say thank you to Gino. I am happy to be here.
Thank you.
It's a marvelous, beautiful day.
It is indeed.
And I just want to say to everybody out there that it is so controversial about being happy and staying happy.
Right.
So since I bring to you Abraham, let's just say a little bit about Abraham first.
Yes. Who is Abraham, right?
Exactly.
We talk about Abraham. We talk about source energy.
Right.
We talk about Hawaii. Who is Abraham?
Who in the world is Abraham?
Abraham is a beautiful spirit being, pure positive energy, always in the vortex.
Yes.
And they
channel. And what's the vortex? Real quick, Shia, just what's a physical description that you could give the listeners of the vortex?
Feeling good.
Feeling good.
When you're happy.
Yes.
When you're at your zenith.
Absolutely.
Whatever you're doing to make you happy. You could be on a roller coaster.
Yes.
You could be having a very good embrace with the one you love, or even having an orgasm for that matter.
Absolutely.
You could be doing something that just turns you on, tuned in, turned on, tapped on, you know, tapped in. You just feel good. That is the vortex. That's when you know, because you're in alignment with who you really are, and who you really are is source energy.
Yes.
And that is one of the things that Abraham really touches on a lot, because we haven't, many of us, not everyone, but many of us hadn't been taught that.
Yes.
We are source energy. We are that energy that we're seeking sometimes outside of ourselves.
Absolutely.
But it's us.
Right.
It's us.
Right.
It's who we are in our core. So that's the vortex. The vortex is feeling good when you're in alignment.
And I just want to add one thing to that. And Shia, please correct me if I'm wrong. But also, I would say in addition to being in the vortex is all those things that all the money you want, the empires you want, like she says, the companies you want, the effect you want to have on the world, that being in the vortex is being aligned with knowing and truly believing that you can and are in the process of doing your dreams, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right?
I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yes,
yes.
Absolutely. You've got to believe it. You've got to be sure about it. You've got to know it. But it doesn't happen overnight. You can't go from A to Z.
Yes.
You got to go on through the alphabet.
Absolutely.
And love yourself, because that's at the core of coming into alignment. When you love yourself, you're not judging yourself anymore. You're not finding fault with yourself.
Yes.
As long as you can come into alignment with you and really get it clear, hey, I am important. I am special. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I am source energy.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to take your baby steps with that whole concept, because we have been doing it differently. Oh, source energy is something bigger than us and more perfect than us and smarter than us and all of that. But source energy is us.
Yes.
We flow some of that energy into these bodies because we want to experience things.
Right.
We were already perfect.
Yes.
But we were in the more like the spirit world, non-physical.
Right.
Non-physical. Well, in non-physical, you can't do certain things. You can't really laugh. Ha 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 ha. You can't really ride a bicycle. You can't get on a horse and just feel free as the wind. You can't go to an amusement park. You can't have sex. You can't do a lot of the things that you can do when you come and flow this energy into your body.
Yes.
So you just say, okay, I want to experience some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because you're already consciousness. You already know. You have a knowingness, a beingness, eternalism.
Right.
You are eternal.
Absolutely.
So you flow some of your energy through your body. You say, oh, that's a nice baby. I'm going to jump in that baby.
Yes. Seriously.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What one thing that I love Abraham says is she's like, you like as a non-physical being, right? Before we embody this physical experience, before we pick that baby and those parents, mm-hmm. She's like, you didn't like come in from non-physical into physical and be like, I'm just going to leave the greatest, most powerful part behind me in non-physical and embody this physical being and just not have that.
It's that's
just
like, right.
Nothing could
that's
be.
Right.
You are
that's
the
right.
wholeness.
Right.
You are.
Right. You are.
That's right.
You didn't bring
a piece of perfection with you. You brought it all.
You brought it. Exactly.
That's it, Gino. That's mm-hmm. it. That's right.
Hey,
that's right.
Can I do something for you guys real quick? This is just inspiring real quick. I feel like this is proper. This just popped in my head. I'm going to play a song real quick. I want everybody to just tune into these lyrics. Really feel this out. Chances are good. This is Who Am I is the name of the song. Beautiful song. You'll feel what I'm saying, all right? Mm-hmm. This is Who Am I. Chances are good. Listen to the motherfucking lyrics.
Let's go.
Question air is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question air is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Back in the day, there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach. All he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I? Then stay present and ignore any answers. That's just your brain cancer. The story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind. Make him face the mirror, who am I? Repeat it like a mantra until ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question. I am that I am essence before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brushstrokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum, subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match, love to love, the place is packed. But all the games are just an act, the ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body, mind, vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible. So go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still. Follow to that hollow tube, the piece of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be two. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual. It's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so mold it into vacuum holes. Beautiful and magical. I am is behind it all. It's the question. Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders. That his body sits on, he exists in all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him, he abides inside the nothing. Emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit and meditate long enough and you can feel him transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children, to all the ones around the globe seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence.
Oh, powerful. That's what I'm talking about. So
That was great.
I thought that we could use what, you know, we're talking about today and just transform it into a song for a minute. I thought that that would be just to really get the energy flowing. Shia, we're Source Energy. We picked that beautiful baby to embody. What's going on?
So, to continue with that, a lot of people are like, okay, if I pick this body, why did this happen to me? And why did that happen to me? So, Abraham explains contrast.
Right.
Contrast.
Step one, yeah.
Yeah, that's the word that they use to explain what we have labeled as bad, because you know what? It's all just labels. It's all just labels. It's all basically an illusion, because
yes,
there is no bad. Yes. There is no difference in this and this and this. We put a label on it. Oh, that was mean, or this was this, or this was that, or this was that. But if you look at contrast from a different perspective, contrast is what pushes us to expand. Now, just visualize a world where there was nothing pushing you. Visualize a world where everything was hunky-dory all the time.
Right.
Everything just went just the way we wanted it to go. Everything was just like this really smooth sailing all the time. It's almost boring to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what would it be? What would be there to push us?
Right.
What would be there to challenge us?
Right.
What would we work towards?
Yes.
If there was nothing to work towards, or if there was nothing to work past.
How would we grow?
How would we grow? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying, Dave. How would we grow? And that's what we came to do. We came to experience things. In our growth, which goes on and on, we are literally expanding the entirety of the universe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because right. The universe is infinite. It goes on and on. Why? Because we go on and on. Why do we go on and on? Because our desires go on and on. Our pushing past this goes on and on. Our expansion goes on and on. It's always going on and on. And thus, that's why we have created it the way we did. We knew what we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we
knew
did.
What we were doing. We wanted a wonderful, exciting life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. We can do it and experience it and still be happy.
Right.
We can deal with the contrast and still be happy. And this is the way we do it. We do it by consciously paying attention to how we feel.
Right.
Abraham mm-hmm. says nothing is more important than that we feel good. So, right. Okay, what does that mean? That means when something happens in our life that doesn't feel good,
mm-hmm.
immediately use that powerful thing, being that we are, use it
right.
and just change your thought. So
yes.
simple. So simple. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you love the ocean. Maybe you love mountains. Maybe you love redwood trees. Oh, they're so majestic. Maybe there's something in your life that you love so much. Immediately put your mind on that. And
right.
it's easy once you get practice in it.
Right.
You do have to practice.
Absolutely.
You have to practice that instead of practicing feeling bad.
Right.
And all the brainwashing we've already been through all of our lives.
Exactly.
No kidding.
You have to reprogram. And that's okay. Just say it. It's okay to reprogram and think
yes.
good thoughts. Today, make a decision. Good thoughts or bad thoughts?
Yeah.
I pick
good thoughts. Good thoughts. Good thoughts.
That's perfect.
Exactly. Exactly. But we're mm-hmm. used to just milking
right.
the bad thoughts. This happened
yeah.
bad. This happened bad. This happened bad. This happened bad. Oh, my goodness. I don't have nothing but bad luck.
Right.
This happened. Just
well,
totally focus
think?
On that.
Yeah. No wonder.
And the universe gets that, and the law of attraction picks that up, and you get more of it.
Yes.
See, it's the universe is on your side, but
right.
you got to be on your side first.
Right.
If you against yourself and thinking all bad thoughts, the universe is going, oh, they want bad thoughts. Here, let me give it to them. Sort of like Siri on the iPhone.
Yeah. Seriously.
For
right.
real, though.
No kidding. And wow, that's beautiful what you brought up. And another thing to think about is, if the universe wasn't on your side, it would not be constantly expanding. The only way for something to expand is through contrast, right? But also through lightness, through happiness. You can't expand into density. You can learn from the density and then expand and then be greater, but you can't expand when you're mad. See, if the universe was not on your side, if the universe was just this like this stagnant, just like it wouldn't be constantly expanding. It is positive. The universe is created to be love. The fiber that holds the universe together is unconditional love.
Unconditional
love. Mm-hmm. There's this, that's it. It's like you can't always just look at something. And this is the part that I feel like people have the most difficult time doing. You can't always just look at something that you don't like and all of a sudden smile at it and be like, that's great, that's awesome. But that's the point that we're trying to get your consciousness to understand. This show is about results. We need people to, when they see that contrast, when they see whatever it is that they're looking at and they're like, I don't want that in my life, I don't like that, we're so quick to reinforce it. We're so quick to look at it and be like, I don't like that.
Yes.
Why is it here? Why is it? It
and
keeps coming up.
And all the reasons you don't like it, you just keep reinforcing it.
Exactly.
Saying, I don't like it because of this, because of that, that, because of this. Ugh.
And then what happens is nothing ever changes.
Nothing ever changes.
So then you keep reinforcing
you
that nothing ever
that.
Changes
right.
because you keep looking at it and you're like, well, that's the
right.
same. Well, that's the same. Well, that's... It starts with you. If you look at whatever it is that you don't like in your life, financial situation, your living situation, your partner, whatever it may be, your job, whatever. If you look at it and there's something that is out of alignment with the fullness of who you are, and how do you know you're out of alignment? It doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel
That's
good.
Right.
That's
it.
Doesn't
That's
feel
it.
Good.
Everybody
it doesn't feel
pause
good.
On that thought right there.
Yes.
It doesn't
pause.
Feel good.
How do you know when you're out of alignment? It doesn't feel good.
Exactly. And so
Simple
what
as that.
What is the solution? Pick a thought.
Pick a thought
that feels
or an act.
Better.
Or an act. You
yes.
can do
yes.
some act. You can
yes.
physically remove yourself. Physically remove your thoughts, physically remove your being,
yes.
physically remove whatever it is you need to remove to get to your point of happiness. And it's so easy. Don't dwell. In other words, just don't dwell.
Right.
Don't
yeah.
sit there and mope. Dwell. I know it's hard because you're probably, sometimes situations come up where you say to yourself, well, let's see. The future of this particular problem that I'm in right now, they, you're constantly thinking about the future
yes,
of the
right.
problem, and the future hasn't come yet.
That's right.
You know, you don't have to worry about that.
The power is in right now.
Right. The power is in
yes.
your now.
Exactly.
And just remember that. Don't worry about the outcome or the repercussions of the problem that you're in. Who cares? Deal with it now. Change your thought. Move on and let the universe take over. That's
exactly,
all you have to do.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. I've also noticed that when you're upset, somebody may have done something that didn't feel good.
Right.
Rather than focus on, I've really been practicing this lately, and I'm seeing amazing results.
Yes, yes.
When something happens or somebody does something that doesn't feel good or says something that doesn't feel good, I look at that person now and say, guess what? That person is source energy in their core. Even if right now they're not vibrating
right.
where it feels good, that's who they are in their core. That's who we all are.
That's who we always have been and always will
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
Right.
That takes away the judgment. That takes away
wow.
the bad feeling immediately because I'm just focusing on this is a beautiful person.
That's
no matter
right.
what it seems like they're doing right now, this is a beautiful person. And then I just start focusing on the good things. Abraham has a teaching of a process of positive aspects.
Right.
Write down everything positive you can think of about a situation or about a person.
Right.
When you do that, you have already changed your vibration
right.
because now you're thinking of the positive things about this person or about this situation, and it just moves you past that negative. It brings you back into alignment, and it's awesome.
Right.
It totally works.
It totally works.
When you do things like that on a consistent basis that work, I call it tools.
Mm-hmm.
I call it
mm-hmm.
using your tools because we
mm-hmm.
all get out of alignment sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We all get what I call in trouble sometimes
right.
where we don't feel as good as we want to feel
right.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We might be angry. We might be sad. We might be upset. This didn't come like this didn't do right or this didn't come like we wanted it to or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But change that focus. Like Dave was saying, when you focus on the thing that's not what you want, you're going to get more of that.
You just
Absolutely.
Reinforce
Don't reinforce the
Gino
negative.
Gino was saying don't reinforce it. You can't reinforce
mm-hmm.
it or else you're going to get more and
yes.
more and more. That's the way law of attraction works.
That's how it is.
Whatever predominantly you are thinking about, is what you're going to predominantly get.
Your point of attraction.
Your point of attraction.
Exactly.
So it takes practice. Again,
wow.
I can't emphasize that enough. Don't expect yourself to boom overnight. Well, now I don't have any more negative thoughts, so what's going on? No, we're always going to have contrast. We're always going to have something to work past. We're always going to have desires and wants. But you know what is the marvelous thing about it is? When we're working on ourselves, we can move ourselves past it faster and faster.
Right.
Like right now, because I've been practicing, because I've been doing these positive aspects, because I wake up every morning and meditate and then do my morning process, think of everything that's my favorite things outside, everything. because I'm reenacting that, then what happens is now when I get out of the vortex or when I get out of alignment, boom, I can get back in so quick. I can be near tears. And in the next couple of minutes, I can bring myself back into alignment.
Yeah.
Or I can be very angry about something, and it just doesn't even last. I can sit here and say that it is not longer than 5 minutes, and sometimes it's less than that.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. I never would have believed that that was possible. Never would have believed that was possible.
Right.
But because when you practice, it is possible, my friends.
Powerful.
Believe what I'm telling you.
Yes.
Try it. You'll be so much happier in your life. You'll see the results you're wanting.
You'll
have the joy that you need first in order to manifest that thing that's going to feel good.
Yes.
Because the reason why you need to be happy and keep yourself feeling good is because then the universe will bring you more of what feels good. That means more money. That means better jobs.
Right.
Whatever it is you want. Because you're putting it out there constantly. Hey, I got to feel good. I got to feel good. I want to feel good. I love to feel good. Oh, yes. Look at the sky. It's blue. It's wonderful. Good grief. I can't believe that it's so blue. Look at it. You lay down in the park on the grass and just look up at the sky and look at all those trees and the leaves. I mean, there's so many things we can choose to look at that feel good rather than choosing what doesn't feel good.
Yes,
we
absolutely.
Can get into the habit of that. We can see a baby smiling, can be a perfect stranger, somebody else walking down the street. We can have interactions with people we don't know, and we just smile standing on the corner while we're waiting to cross the street. Whatever.
Whatever it is.
Everything can turn out good if we want it to. And the more we put that out there instead of what doesn't feel good, the more better we feel.
Right.
Choose things that feel good. Choose TV programs that feel good. Choose everything that feels good. To read books that feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that feels good. Build your life on what feels good, my friend.
Keep that vibration
going. What feels good, yes.
Absolutely.
And then the universe grab it. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Oh,
boom.
It's coming.
I understand the whole complete concept. It's like when people get up in the morning and it's like first thing they think that the world is against them.
Right.
And that's such a misconception. The world is for you.
Yes.
That's what you do. You say the world, good morning world. Thank you. I have arrived again. We're here. I'm here again. Now let's make this, let's do it again. Let's make this day the happiest day of my life this far, thus far, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
This is your day, not tomorrow, and yesterday doesn't count anymore. Today, right now.
Today, right
this
now.
This moment.
Right
this,
now, this moment.
This is my moment.
Yes.
This is your defining moment. This is a chance for you to make yourself correct those mistakes that you made yesterday, and you're going to keep correcting all your life because you're never done.
You're never done. You never get it done, and you never get it wrong. That's what Abraham says all the time.
And you never
get it wrong.
And remember,
remember that. Just
remember that. And you don't want happiness, all your happiness, to come right today. You want to contrast your life away and have fun doing it because it's
enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey. You don't want all the cars you're gonna have
today.
Or
go to a buffet and eat everything on the buffet.
On the buffet
exactly.
Today. You don't want to have all the good girlfriends or boyfriends today.
Right.
You don't want to have all that all at one
you
time. You want to have a little lint.
You want to soak it up.
Soak it up a little bit.
You want to bathe in it, man.
Absolutely.
Bathe in one journey at a time and experience the whole flow of things, but understanding
it
and love it. And you don't have to be selfish. I mean, you can be selfish with your thoughts and your own time. There's people out there. I mean, whatever makes you feel comfortable. See, me personally, with the business that I'm in, I love to share. I love to give. I love to make people happy.
Yeah.
You know, that's just me, and a lot of people, you know, they look at me like I'm crazy. Why do you, what do you care for? I don't know why, and it's not for me to answer that question.
Yes.
You know, I can care less about the answer to that question. It is what it is, and that's what makes me happy. So the moment I put a smile on someone's face, or two, three people down the road, whoever I meet today, I'm very comfortable. I feel very good about my day. My day is perfect. I go along with it smooth. Yeah. If I help somebody who stalled out on the street in the car messed up, I feel very elated to pull over and help them with nothing. I ask for nothing.
Yes.
That you just smile.
Yes.
Give me a smile. That's all I want.
That's so powerful.
I'm good.
And that's a chain reaction. Because that person that you made smile, he's, you know, that's a vibration they pick up.
That's
and
right.
Then that's a vibration that they're emitting to the next person that they see who has this frown on their face.
Right.
And they gotta do something. So then all of a sudden
You got
the whole world on a high vibe.
You got
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and actually you don't have to purposely think I'm gonna make this person happy.
No.
Your example will make a person happy.
Yeah, the example
itself. You know, that's the
whole
perfect. Thing.
That's it right there.
Your example, the way we carry ourselves, like you're happy, it just glows out. It just vibrates out. It just vibrates. Somebody's watching you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
it's not a
you don't have to
effort.
Think in your mind, okay, I'm going to make this person happy. I'm going to make this person happy. Sure, we love to uplift, but our whole example of our lives is an uplift in itself.
Right,
it's uplifting in itself.
Exactly.
You can't make anybody. You can stand on your head 100 times. You can't always please people.
You can't make somebody
Most
laugh
of the time,
at it.
You can't.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you can't.
I hear you.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
But when you just are consciously into your own vibration in terms of totally tweaking all the time, paying attention to how you feel, feeling good, doing that which you need to do to stay in alignment, then you are happy and your example is going to, people are going to see
that's
that.
That's the bottom line. The
people
example of your happiness will carry, it will change, cause and effect. It will change things.
And you will, go ahead.
No, I was done. I was running my mouth.
No, not at all. What I was saying is what I found out, and this happened to me yesterday. I woke up, and the first thing I did was I did like a ohm. I really like ohming.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll put on a tape for like an hour and a half.
Absolutely.
And like, but I can only sit like 20, 30 minutes. But like the tape itself is like an hour and a half.
Right.
And I'll harmonize. Like I sing, I'm a musician. Same with Gino. Mm-hmm. Gino's a musician as well. Like I'll sing and I'll harmonize with the ohms. And I was, you know, I've experimented with things in my life. You know, I went to high school, whatever. I was higher than I've ever been in my entire life yesterday morning from ohming. For 30 minutes.
I know what
and
you
I gotta
mean.
Tell you, I gotta tell you what happened. I went out and I just ran some errands. I'm a big fan of like coconuts. Like I think they're so I get like I go to the Vietnamese market and get like a box of coconuts.
Absolutely.
So,
gotcha.
I'm just like like
gotcha.
I'm running my errands or whatever, and I wasn't thinking about anybody else. I wasn't thinking about I'm gonna try to, you know, affect someone in a positive way today. Obviously you think, you know, like that, but that's not where my head was at. I was oming, and then on the way to the Vietnamese market, I'm listening to Abraham, and I'm just feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm like, I can feel myself shining. You know, you feel
right.
The
yeah.
moment, I'm not even kidding. It is amazing when you're in your vortex, the things that you attract. The moment I get out of the car, I walk right up to the entrance, and this woman just out of nowhere, just taps me on the shoulder, and she goes, "You have a beautiful smile."
I'll be doggone.
And I was like, I wasn't even smiling. I didn't even know I was smiling. I was smiling. I'm walking in. I guess I got like this big old bread.
Right.
this kid's smoking. No, no. But I had I didn't even know I was. I had no idea I was smiling. And this woman got like, I could tell like she smiled. She was like happy to tell me that I had a smile.
Right.
And then so get this. So that was number one. Then I'm walking through the market. Out of nowhere, the nicest little like Vietnamese man. The nicest little man. He comes up to me and like I was picking some fruits and he gives me. He just like He just gives me this book, mm-hmm. just like this little pamphlet, and like it out of nowhere. He's just like, oh, like I want you to have this. Just like take this, right? I start reading it, and it's like it's all about self empowerment.
Okay.
It's, oh, wow. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Like,
I'm not doing anything. I'm shopping.
Okay.
I'm getting fruits. I'm getting coconut.
Right, right.
And this guy, I did not say a word to him. He came up to me.
Oh, my
right,
God.
Walked up to
right.
me. And he's this short little Vietnamese man. Short yeah. little guy. He's yeah. just like, here, I want you to have this. Like
exactly.
And it's just like, dude, what am I emitting right? Like
exactly.
So if I can create that, and if I could do it, if you could do it, if she could do it,
yeah.
If Gino could do it, we could all do it.
We
right?
can all do it.
We
so
can do it.
My question is, today's show's about results, right?
Results.
Obviously, you gotta be happy before you get the results.
Exactly.
I was not thinking to myself like,
I'm
you
gonna
know,
be happy to
I'm
get
gonna,
some results.
No. I'm thinking just I'm happy because it feels good.
Yes.
And if we can,
that's it.
If
that's
we can
it.
Create that in that moment, if
yes.
like all these things align, just bam bam, align,
yes.
align,
mm-hmm.
then
yes.
if we stay in that on a moment to moment basis and
yes.
we're focusing on the things that we actually like really want.
Yes.
My God.
Imagine how abundantly
it
and quickly
is.
They will manifest.
Oh, I'm your, telling you.
Your
was,
beach house
works.
Is already built.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Already
yeah,
there.
It's already
it
there.
Is. Say it. Like, say it again.
Your beach house is...
Let's all say it in unison.
Your beach house is already built.
I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it.
That's how
Bam.
I met you. That's how I met you. I was
That's
sitting,
how we met.
I was sitting at a birthday party.
Wow.
Of a 3-year-old child.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Talk about source.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now I'm sitting there, and then Brother Ken comes and sits down. He and his wife and his baby came
yeah.
and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And Ken and I had chatted a few times, you know, before, but just short conversations in passing because he's a neighbor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So then I don't know what hit me. I said, have you ever heard of Abraham Hicks? I have no idea
wow.
why I ask. I don't just ask everybody I meet, hey, have you heard of Abraham Hicks? That's just not what I do.
You got some Abraham? No.
Exactly. So I ask him that, and he goes, yeah, you know about Abraham? And he was all excited, and we started talking, and that's when he told me about Dave
yeah.
here. Dave, wow. good vibration. He told me. And so look at that law of attraction.
Right.
Look how that happened.
It makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
It makes sense, especially when you do see resolve.
Right.
And the idea is to keep it going.
Yeah.
And that's all we
keep
have to
it
do.
Going.
There's no magic trick.
There's
no magic trick.
But it's magic.
It's no magic trick, but it's magic. It's like magic. It's a close cousin.
It
close
is.
Yeah.
It's. I love it.
Just staying
Absolutely.
Happy. Just
it's
staying
true.
Happy. I mean, in a world where so much of the media doesn't feel good and so many things don't feel good.
Mm-hmm. Two people were shot today. And
right.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're like,
hello. Okay. People say, why don't you listen to the news? Well, is it going to say anything
that.
Different, or
right.
is it going to be
it's
positive?
It's going to say the same thing.
Is it going to make me feel good?
Yeah, is it going to make me feel good?
It's going to make me wonder at why this world is crazy, which I don't already know that, so I don't have to think about that
right.
anymore. I'm going to think about the sun,
your
the ocean,
world.
And my beach house
and
that's already
and
built.
Your world, and make your world.
And
I do want to say that I'm not saying
yes.
not to listen to the news to anybody, because we all have to do what
yeah,
feels
yeah,
good
what
to
feels
us.
Good.
I'm just saying personally, it doesn't feel good to me. That's what I'm saying.
And that's the and that's part of the message, is to do what does feel good
right.
to you.
Do what
and
feels
if you're
good.
In the vortex watching the news, so be it. No one's judging. That's
right.
not our judgment call or anyone's judgment call.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
We have to learn to become more non-judgmental. That's why we find ourselves in such horrible places.
Oh,
because
comparing, measuring,
yes.
judging.
Those are all the things that you have to start working on eliminating out of your whole
to
yeah,
feel good
to feel good.
Good
you don't have to. I like you, Shia. I like Brother David.
Yeah.
I just met David right today on the show.
It's beautiful,
and
man.
And guess what,
such a
it's,
high vibe.
It's like, oh, To me personally, it's like I've known him for years, all his life. I'm another generation.
We're eternal, brother.
You probably have, most likely.
Exactly.
Totally.
Exactly.
And one thing that I just want to touch on for people's understanding, because this is, man, this is a 180 thought. What I'm about to say right here, it's really gonna make you think about what you expose yourself to.
Absolutely.
When you watch the news, when you are showing yourself these things, we need to also remind ourselves that we are not 7 billion people sharing one planet Earth. We are 7 billion entities, beings, sifting through an infinite number of parallel realities
that is
suiting our vibration. So, when you're tuning into the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching that, and you're feeling the emotional tug of somebody that got shot, you know, 50 miles away from you. Do you know what I'm saying? Or like you're feeling the emotional drain from that. You are literally living on that planet. But check this out. Just like a dial. Just like it's, you can't be watching Channel 7 and be watching Channel 30 at the same time. If you're okay, check this out. You have infinite number of channels, right? Mm-hmm. Like AT&T UVerse just got galactic. You know what I'm saying? Like you have an infinite number of channels, okay?
Right.
All of these channels are happening at the exact same time. They are all occurring in the exact same moment. Like you know, like at 4 o'clock you could watch, you know, like House, but also at the same time, you know, CNN is playing. So all these things are playing at once, but you can only tune in to one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my question is, which one do you want to tune into?
Which one do you want to tune into?
Exactly. Which one?
Abraham says the same thing.
The people that are, you know, that are getting shot and that are talking about this, and they've all attracted that. That is their reality. That is what they...
Yes.
Even if they say, that's not what I want, that's what they want, that's what they asked for, that's what they got.
Yeah.
You don't need to share that same planet with them.
Exactly.
No,
right?
You don't.
Or with anybody else.
Or with anybody else.
Everybody has their own world. That's the whole thing, too. We have all these worlds, and we think we only have one world.
Right.
But everybody has a world. Everybody has a world. And some people create by default, by checking into other people's worlds.
Right.
And becoming like prisoner of somebody else's world
else's
or their own creation.
By their own creation.
But when you come into alignment with who you are, you create your own world.
Yes.
You create your own world.
I've learned that.
And another thing that I would like to touch on that you just said, Dave, if somebody creates that they're getting shot.
Right.
This is something that I know for some people it's a little bit hard to deal with because of how we've been programmed. But do you know that that person created that because they were ready to jump out of the body?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they want to do it in a dramatic way or whatever.
Yes.
But it's so not the way we've been programmed that it is.
It's not like,
that's
so bad. Oh, that's so terrible. No.
No.
That, they've created that. I'm so grateful that they just reconnected to source.
They reconnected.
Do you know what I'm saying?
They wanted to remember. Sometimes
they were tired or they want to get back.
But on some level, they're like, I want to remember who I am.
Yes.
And they reemerge and they go, that's who I am. Yes.
Yeah.
And so that is
one
the best thing in the world.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, one more time.
So maybe they'll hang out for a while, being somebody's angel, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But then when they get ready, they'll say, okay, I want to experience the physical again. And they jump back in a baby or whatever. It's really a beautiful thing.
Wow.
It's a beautiful thing.
And it's
beautiful
a thought.
I'm going to write a book called There Is No Death.
No.
You know, because there is no death.
Yes, there is no death.
There is no death.
Mm-mm.
But
I love
it's only life and light.
Yeah, Gino.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Gino.
I love you too, man.
I love you too, man. I love you too, man. Dude, what does my tattoo say? No, I'm just playing. And Shia, you know I got love for you, sister. You know.
Right, yes, of course.
Oh, man.
Yes,
you know
course.
What, guys? Wow. Can be so amazed at how quickly time goes.
Yeah.
Do you know that time actually, and I truly believe that, right? Okay, so we're like, I'm going to say this, spit this quick physics lesson for 20 seconds.
Right.
So we are on a paradigm of time and space. This third dimensional physical reality, it's a grid, right? We are like in this time and space grid that we're just operating in. It's basically like we've embodied a 360 degree interactive video game, right? Okay, so, but the idea The idea is that when your consciousness is on a higher, happier, mm-hmm. time is speeding up. That's why it's already 1:49.
Wow.
And we gotta, we gotta come to a conclusion for the show. But the point being, this show is way faster. Like this 50 minutes went so fast compared to another 50 minutes where I'm not high vibing and hanging out with you guys and feeling
right. High flying disc. Yes.
Listen up, people. Always unconditional love and light. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I want to thank Sister Shea Prince Eternal for coming in the studio, spreading the highest vibrations.
Thank you.
Abraham Teaching. By the way, you got to check her out. Shea. AbrahamCoaching.com. Also, love yourself at IamShea.com. Contact her about coaching, workshops, events, special children's services, all positive, high-vibing things. You also, you gotta check out Gino, helping 100people.org. He's changing the world. She's changing the world. We're changing the world. One vibration at a time. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. Always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. Stay in the vortex.
In the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days. Unconditionally missing y'all in all his silly games like what we used to play and see. How fast we can smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes. We got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling ecstasy.